This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio, as we are sounding off. Yay, let's sound off here on Reinvention Radio. All right. Oh, man. So much to talk about. And first and foremost, must just give a big shout and hug and love to those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast editions here of Reinvention Radio. So thank you so much for that. Big hugs, big love. And for those who have been tuning in live and joining us every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific at reinventionradio.com. Thank you for joining us live, and thank you to those who are joining us live at this very, very moment. As always, we cover a lot of ground here on the Sound Off and
Random,
right? And we'll have a pretty interesting interview-type show coming up after this as well, and we'll cover that, of course, as we get started with that in the next segment, in the next episode, if you listen to the podcast here, and I think it's a really important subject. So, it's not the kind of thing I'm saying I'm looking forward to discussing, because it's not one of those topics where you go, "Oh my god, I just can't wait to talk about this." But I just think it's an important conversation we need to have, and we won't let the cat out of the bag. We'll just keep it in there and let it suffocate to death, and then we'll
oh really, what a visual,
and then we'll approach that there in our episode that we'll follow this one. So. All right, a lot to cover here on the Sound Off, not the least of which is my son calling me right here in the middle. Right here in the middle of the show. And how long have we been doing this show now, Mary?
2 years.
Yeah, and I was doing it for a little bit before we got together, so over 2 years now anyway. At 12 noon Pacific, my son knows we do this radio show. But nevertheless, it's 12:03 or whatever it is, and he's like,
"You never know, it might be important."
Dad. Should I bring him on the air? Should we find out what?
He lost
right?
him there.
No, he wants to go. My hunch is he wants to go over to a friend's house because it is summer vacation.
Yes,
and leaving the children at home, which by the way is a good thing now that we can do because they're 13 and 10, and your kids are old enough where you can leave them at home
if they will stay home.
Yeah, but rather than the question, him calling to go, do I hold the fire extinguisher upright or upside down to use it properly?
Right. It's okay to put foil in the microwave, right, Dad? If I want to, you know. So, Dad, I think we got a problem. We put the whole tray of cutlery in the microwave, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah, right.
But there was a loud explosion, and I don't think you're going to like what happened in the kitchen when you come home. But yeah, all right. So here we are in the midst of summer and enjoying a lovely summer here in San Diego, as always. And before we turn around, kids will be back in school. And
good.
And it will be good, right?
A little more. I work best with structure, and they have none right now.
You know what? That's the thing, right? So at what point, at what age, do you stop giving them structure? I was actually curious about that
Never. Keep them busy. Get them involved in sports and clubs and summer's classes and all sorts of things. Keep them busy.
Even when they tell you no, you still...
At that age, absolutely.
At what age can they tell you no and you go, okay, I'll listen to you?
So unless it's school mandated, my daughters both had to take summer school this summer, and Portia would let me know...
Wait, by choice or because they had to...
No, because she had to... I'm like, Portia, if you didn't want to take two sessions of summer school, you might do your homework during the year.
Oh, because she... Okay,
she just slacked.
Wait,
Sterling.
Wait. So if they, it's not that she failed a class, it's that she has to, in your high school, they have a certain amount of work that has to be done. And if they don't get it all done, they have to take summer school to bridge the gap.
Yes.
Really? So there's so much work that they have to do.
She did not get a good enough grade. And I think Portia failed a math class in Sterling something, and they, at our school, it's a private school.
Yeah.
They have to make it up.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I remember I went to summer school a couple of times, but that was by choice. Because I wanted to graduate early, though, from high school.
Oh, you did.
I graduated a semester early from high school. And I was, like, the only person that I've ever known who graduated early from high school.
Yeah, I didn't want to
graduate.
Nobody
else wanted to leave. I was like, are you kidding?
I was already
take
too
these classes
young.
Get me out of here.
I was 17 when I graduated high school. But I took... classes in the summer because I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, just to, you just like learning.
Mary loves to learn.
I do. Yeah. No, learning is, of course, an important thing here. But at the same token, it's like at a certain age, do we go back to school to continue? Like my mom got her MBA when she was 70.
See, I would do that.
Would you?
Absolutely. I don't want to wait till 70, but I never got a formal college education.
Yeah.
I would take classes here and there.
Yeah.
And I thought I would torment my daughters and follow them to one of their schools.
And go to college. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's go to college together. I'm sure nothing would make your children happier.
Right.
Then for you, you could do the dorm experience. You could live in it. You guys could both pledge the same sororities.
There is a documentary with Rodney Dangerfield called Back to School
that
you might want to watch.
That was a great movie. Yeah, no, that was a great
That's
movie.
A documentary, right?
It was not a documentary.
It wasn't a documentary?
It was just a movie.
Right.
Okay. Well, I just thought you could pull some tips from it.
All right. No. But great school and great movie. But I will say this, which is, when I look at kind of where we're at right now in terms of the kids and the summer and structure and this, that, and the other, I almost feel guilty giving them too much to do. But then when they don't have enough to do,
they're
so damn bored, it drives me nuts.
And then they'll, idle hands.
Right? With phones. That's what
Seriously,
they do now.
Keep them in as much structure as possible. It also helps their brain kick into gear in September or late August faster.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. All I know is at this juncture, when I look at where my kids are at in school, knowing what they've got in front of them, I figure, because one's going into eighth grade, one's going into fifth grade, and I'm just feeling like, I just want them to just be kids, just have fun, the summer thing.
Okay,
you got a life of responsibility coming up. So, I don't know. What is it, Wade?
I'm a fan of phasing it. Right. When they're young, yeah, they shouldn't really have to worry about too much. But and keep in mind, being raised on a farm, if you can carry a bucket of water, you got a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
But especially when they get in their teens, I'm a big fan of they need to have some kind of structured work experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they start realizing, no, this is the world. See, too many of them think, do I want to go do my chores, or option B is sit on the couch and play video games?
Yeah.
They don't understand in the real world, it's do I want to go to my job or live under a tree out of a shopping cart? Sitting on the couch playing video games isn't option B in real life.
Yeah.
And they just got to put in some hours, in my opinion, working just to get accustomed to, a big part of life is the working part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I highly recommend you keep them busy.
But let's talk about it for a second here, because it seems like work as it's currently defined is shifting, right? There's no doubt at all that the typical 9-to-5, the typical having to go to a particular place and work, right, is changing. You have that whole movement towards of course, working from a remote location, of flexible hours, of these, all of the different things that typically took place in the 60s and 70s and 80s and even most of the 90s. A lot of that seems to be flying out the window, right?
But that's just location. There's still work to be done. So if we're talking about kids, you get to clean the house. You get to mow the lawn. You get to do the dishes. I'm going to volunteer you to go shovel Miss Johnson's driveway, right, or whatever.
That doesn't go over so well in San Diego. I've tried that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But
you get my point. It doesn't have to be a formal job at a formal place, although I think every kid should have to be a waiter for a summer.
I waited tables. And you know what? Actually, some people make good money waiting tables.
I had a great time being a waitress.
You work at a decent enough restaurant, you can walk with $500-$700 bucks a night. On one of those steak joints. I was serving pie. There was no $500. If I cleared like $60, I was like,
I know.
Right? Like, that was a good night.
But I think it's a great life experience.
Yeah. No, I get that. But my point being is I look at some of these kids, the millennials and some of the 20-something, early 30-somethings. It's like I know of at least three people right now that are kind of nomads in how they live, right? And so we're talking about that unless you want to live under a tree thing. Like, some people are like, live under a tree? That sounds great.
Yeah.
Live at the beach?
Right? So, and it's like, how far can we push that? Because I just don't know if the same rules apply. I just feel like my kids are going to make money
But regardless of how they do that, they're still going to have to understand meeting deadlines. They're still going to have to understand interacting with people.
Are they?
Of course.
It's human society.
Interacting with people, yes. But deadlines, I mean, isn't that sort of an arbitrary...
Do they have to pay their rent? They need to finish their project and sell it and deliver it by enough time. There was one guy I read in the newspaper that wanted to travel and be a photographer all around the world. So he took the best pictures he possibly could, and that's how he's funding his travels.
Yeah. Right. I mean, like our buddy Rich, who's not here today. Damn you, Rich. We love you. But, you know, Rich is out doing his thing.
Being an entrepreneur.
Right. Neil deGrasse Tyson and, you know, that whole thing. And they just raised, like, what, $320,000 for something that deGrasse wants to. I mean, this whole just money as a. It's like the whole mindset around money and everything, I think, is just changing.
Oh, well, 100%. But regardless, you got to feed yourself. You got to there's always fundamentals that are universal. Yeah. And being responsible for your actions would be one of those things.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we'll figure it out. And for now, enjoy the rest of the summer, my friends. All right. We'll talk to you guys soon here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.